Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. Dallas comes in with a record of 28-26. Utah is 27-27 on the year. Over their last 10, Dallas 4-6 lost their last game. Utah is 6-4 over that span and also lost their last contest. But, there is a big but here. Dallas has a new guy. You might have heard of him. His name is Kyrie. We'll see if he plays in this one. Anyway, here are the numbers. Dallas averages 112.3 a game, gives up 112 for a positive differential of just 0.3. Utah scores 117.6 per contest, gives up 116.5 for a positive differential of 1.1. Turnovers, 14.7 per game by the Jazz, 11.7, so a full 3 turnover difference in favor of Dallas. That's huge. Dallas is 47% from the field. Utah about the same, 47.4. Jazz are 36.8 from long range, and the Mavericks are 36.1. Dallas 74.3 from the free throw line. Utah 78.6 from the charity stripe. Bench scoring advantage Utah 40.2 points per game from their bench versus 33.9 from the bench of the Dallas Mavericks. And we mentioned the acquisition of Kyrie Irving. We'll see how that plays in this one. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. It's a home game for Utah, who's healthy. Dallas's injury report, scary. Luka, Wood, Kleber, all out. Ouch. And the question is, can the Jazz take advantage of that, even if Irving plays? Can they take advantage of that and the home court and the fact that they're healthy to win? It all lines up for a Utah win, so I'm going with that. It would be a big upset, I would think, if Dallas were to win in these circumstances, given the injuries and everything else. So I'm going with the Jazz in this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Utah and Dallas. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open and it favors the Utah Jazz at home, sitting at 8.5 in the spread with an over-under of 221.5. Now, looking at these two teams on the offensive end, it's kind of probably going to take the over in this one because Utah is one of the better scoring teams in the NBA, averaging 117.2 points, and Dallas averages around 112.3 points. So, I mean, if you add those two up, you're looking at the over. But the reason why that over-under is probably so low, because we don't know the status still yet of Luka Doncic right now. He's questionable in a game-time decision, so without him, it's going to be tough for Dallas to even overcome that over-under. I mean, you're losing the second-best scorer in the NBA, and they just made a trade and gave away Spencer Dinwiddie away to Brooklyn. So without him going too, and you're not even expecting Kyrie Irving to come back yet, he's saying that he might be a game-time decision for Wednesday. So it doesn't look too good for them right now. You're missing out without your scorers. So one play you want to look at probably is Tim Hardaway Jr. Right now, currently sits at 16.5 in the points. I would definitely take the over in that one because he's going to look like their go-to scoring option now if there's no Luka. And they already traded away Spencer Dinwiddie, and you still don't have Kyrie Irving. So I would definitely lean towards the over in him. So when you're looking at this overall over-under, it's going to be tough. Even though Dallas has a record of 29-25, the over has been favoring them of late, but I would consider probably taking the under because of what's trended of late. Like I said, there's no Luka right now. You still don't have Kyrie Irving probably set to play for this game. The under has been trending for Dallas overall. They've been 4-1 in their last 5 games in the under. So I would definitely lean towards the under in that one. And if you look at Utah's side, the under's definitely been trending for them too as well. They have been on the under, 5-1 in their last 6 games at home. So it's probably best to take the under in this one too. And here's an additional one. 5-0 in the under on 2 days rest, which Utah is too. So it's kind of leaning everything towards the under in this game as well. Now, when we're looking at the overall spread right now, I think it's considerably high and it's probably that high for them because Utah does play pretty well at home. They have a record of 18-10, but 8.5, I think, is a little bit too much for them right now. I think they're going to take the Dallas Mavericks lightly, and we don't even know if Luka's going to play. If Luka does play this game, I expect it to be a lot closer, but even without Luka, I think Dallas Mavericks are going to pull it together. Some young players are going to play. Some people who haven't got enough minutes would probably prove themselves to see that they should be in the rotation, which why I would probably lean towards Dallas overall in this spread. And I like the under in this game, how it's been trending of late. That's our look at the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.